KXL News Time 509. Triple team traffic. Let's steer you home with Ricky Meese.
Delays southbound I-15 between 2100 South and 114 South. Northbound I-15 still bogged down as you're going from about 106 up to Midvale. Westbound on the 21st South Freeway, spots of slowing from Redwood to 5600 West. And now we're starting to see the West Belt stacking up and slowing down California Avenue to the Maverick Center. Joe Davis.
Well, over on the east side, Belt Route 215, you're going to see traffic because of that construction as you approach the old mill. It starts about a mile and a half back, so as you come down the hill, you'll start to encounter that slower traffic, so be ready to get on the brakes. As you come down I-15 into Utah County, you're going to encounter traffic at about the sand pit. That continues all the way down at this point to 1500 North and out on Redwood Road from 2100 North all the way down to Crossroads Boulevard. Mark?
Not too bad coming out of downtown Salt Lake City and into Davis County, but its slowest stretch is going to be Kaysville 200 North up to about Layton Parkway. But then you're still going to be below normal speeds headed up into Roy Weaver County, and you have a touch or two of heavy traffic on the southbound side between Ogden down to Sunset. Salt Lake Community College creates a pathway to success for 60,000 students every year. That helps keep Utah's future bright, very bright. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.